Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, December 11th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're sitting together this morning. Actually, it's just early afternoon, a little bit later today. The message. Today's message is titled, A Time to Mourn. There are two scripture texts we use. One, the title is taken directly from it in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 4. And then an interesting narrative portion in Acts 8, verse 2.
A Time to Mourn. Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him.
Here in the United States, we have again been confronted with mass killings. It's always terribly sad news, but carries a double punch during the joyous season that we celebrate our Savior's birth. Last week, it took place at a shopping mall in Nebraska.
Well, Asir had no school yesterday, so we ventured out in the late afternoon to our local mall. Before we walked into the main entrance, she took hold of my hand and Stephen's hand, and with a very sorrowful countenance, she reminded us of the mall shootings last week in Nebraska. She then questioned us as to whether or not we felt safe upon entering the mall. I wonder how many others are experiencing similar feelings as they shop in crowded places during the Christmas season this year.
More innocent lives were shot down this past Sunday in Colorado, at a youth with a mission training center in the Denver area, and at a large local church in Colorado Springs. We have connections with both of them. Several young people in our church have participated in the YWAM program, including Julie, a young lady who is presently in the program, although not in Colorado. We also have several friends who attend the New Life Church. One email reader who attended services prior to the shooting wrote yesterday giving an update and requesting prayer, which we had already been doing.
Well, it's difficult. Matter of fact, we've had quite a time this morning getting through our message. It's difficult to prepare these messages in light of news that many are aware of and situations that directly affect some of our readers. We don't always do that because otherwise the messages would be news-driven, since there's virtually always something going on that affects some of us directly. But in light of the tragic events that took place in a local Christian community, it has also impacted the Christian community worldwide, and that's why we want to share this perspective this morning on mourning loss.
In the great portion in Ecclesiastes we read, and I'm reading more than the portion Brooksine read in the daily text today, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Virtually all readers have experienced the time to mourn, as have all our fellow humans since the fall. For many, it's the passing of a loved one due to age, such as my mom's passing just 2 years ago. For others, a deadly disease or accident, sometimes taking the young. But for some, it's a murderous act.
After Stephen was stoned, Acts 2 says, Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him. Surely the emotions were no less intense for them than they are for us in our losses. To mourn deeply has a sense of great lamentation, to beat the breast in grief.
Did they understand any better than we do? Well, I don't believe they did. But our faith must confront such a reality and overcome.
Let's pray together. Father, I pray for a steadfast heart that does not flicker during times of adversity, acts of injustice, or when evil is prevalent. Incredibly, mourning the loss of innocent lives has existed since the first family of creation, with Cain taking the life of his brother Abel. It's one thing to read of these accounts and learn of their historical and spiritual value, but when such violent acts are close to home or take the lives of members in our own family, the depth of sorrow knows no bounds. Would you bring intense comfort that is even more powerful than the inevitable mourning that accompanies the loss of these loved ones? May you be glorified in the midst of devastation, as many leaders will be called upon to give words of comfort and guidance to family members. Grant wisdom and healing to church and ministry leaders in the wake of such violence, as we always want to welcome people of all backgrounds through the open doors of our churches, where repentance is preached, where lives are changed. We're greatly consoled in knowing that those who breathe their last during a deadly assault on earth breathe their first in God's sinless kingdom that has no end. Sin is swallowed up in victory because death no longer reigns when these mortal bodies take on immortality. So we are not overcome by grief, but we overcome grief with this essential knowledge that comes from your Holy Scriptures as we commit our thoughts and our ways to you, Master, and we commit to you also those who need physical healing from these shootings as well. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.